Okay, let's go through a few really good presentation practices so you have this and are fully aware of kind of best practice while you're on stage. So slide design, layout, equipment, and on-stage performance are a few of the things that we're going to cover real quick in this video. So slide design, layout. Always put important information on the top half of the slide. Important point with bigger text followed by less important phrase. So you're always going to put kind of the most important stuff on the top half and then little subtitles and then maybe some bullet points along the way as well. For the design layout, use images to transmit ideas. High quality, relevant image, right? So over on the right, you can see what is the motivation, cure versus prevention. So you're giving an example of a guy who's in really bad back pain, and you're probably talking about preventing that rather than getting yourself into that situation and then having a back pain and having to cure it. So use big and clear text, easy to understand short phrases, and a dark color will stand out on a brighter background, so typically white. For equipment, make sure the following. Projector and screen are leveled and it's not off or janky. Projector focus is sharp, the clicker works perfect, and the mic sound works perfect. As far as your on-stage performance, own the room. Be in charge, move around the stage while you speak, realize that you are the expert there, speak with confidence and authority. So as you're speaking, never back up, never back away from the audience. That's a sign that you don't know what you're talking about and you're not confident being on stage. Always stand there and stand firm in your shoes. Walk around side to side, not backwards, okay? Passion sells. Always be enthusiastic. Audience will feed off of your energy. So even if you're an introverted type, you need to carry that energy with you. Tell a transformational story as it creates excitement and it builds trust. Okay, so look for an anchor. An anchor is a person whom you're going to focus your presentation on as if you were speaking to that person in an intimate way. Look for the most energetic person in your audience and use him or her as your anchor. You don't want to use someone who isn't paying attention and drains your energy fast. So don't focus your energy on somebody who's checked out and not really paying attention. Look for an anchor who is hyped, who's amped up, who's ready to go, because those people, you'll feed off their energy and they will feed off you and it'll reciprocate.